Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you that we were your idea. This whole world was made so you could bring your children into it and then also walk with your children into encouraging them into the purpose and plan that you have. Thank you for that, Lord. And thank you now in Jesus. You have done everything to bring us back, so that we can cease from our own works and enter into your works and be the people you made us to be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this new and this better covenant. And thank you, Jesus, you're the executor of this covenant, and you're working in us to will and to do according to your good pleasure. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate that. And so this morning afresh, we thank you for encouraging us. Your mercies are new, and you give us newness of life, so much encouragement. Thank you for all the encouragement you have given us. So thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 3, verse 11 to 13. All this is proceeding along lines planned all along by God and then executed in Christ Jesus. When we trust in Him, we're free to say whatever needs to be said, bold to go wherever we need to go. So don't let my present trouble on your behalf get you down. Be proud.
Hallelujah. So it's so wonderful to know that everything is proceeding along the lines planned by God. And that's why when Paul was upset about certain things, certain demonic activities taking place in his own life, thorns in the flesh, the Lord just said to him, my grace is sufficient. And God's grace is the divine influence in his heart, so he knows exactly what needs to take place. And Jesus is now ruling and reigning to bring everything back. And he's also given us this ministry of restoration. So what I've sent you guys,
scriptures sent are Acts 9, 3-6 and 15-16. Also, Ephesians 2, 70-22, and Romans 8, 29-30.
So what I've sent you guys is just some encouragement again. You see Paul's calling. When the light came out of darkness, God commands light to shine out of darkness, shining into our hearts. Think of Isaiah 9. Those who dwelt in darkness have seen a great light. That's a born-again experience. There you see in that prophecy, it's a risen Lord that's conquered and he's now dealing out the spoils, the beauty of our purpose and our plan. And so just as Paul had a purpose and a plan, and he would go through squeezings. You go through squeezings when you know the heart of God, but praise God, he takes you through the valley of the shadow of death and he prepares a table for you. And so just as in that reading, we can see Paul's got a calling, and we know now that we are also part of the family of God, the people of God. It's now when Jesus speaks about there, he takes away the kingdom from the Jews, and he says, and you'll give it to a people that will bear the right fruits. Who's that people? Is it America? Is it another nation? No, it's the body of Christ. It's the children of God. That only one way to God is through Jesus, to God's heart, and then to your purpose. So it's so beautiful. I've sent you the scripture in Ephesians where he says that we are the people of God, having received peace through Jesus, having received the Spirit through Jesus, and we are now also stones built into this holy temple, the New Jerusalem. We are part of the New Jerusalem, and we, each and every one of us, is God's unique workmanship that he predestined for good works laid out there for us. So those he predestined, he calls. Those he calls, he justifies, he makes right. And those he justifies, he glorifies. So guys, you are unique. You bought with a price. Stay in tune. Develop on schedule. Arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.